This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Sergeant Jeff Eichenbusch of the Roseburg Police. Just realized you hadn't actually been in this studio since we moved over here.
No, I have not been here yet. This is new to me.
Well, we want to have you in here today to talk about the Citizens Law Enforcement Academy coming up soon. This has been going on for a long time.
It has. I can't remember what year it started, but I know that former Chief Mark Nickel was in charge of the program many, many years ago. So it's been going for quite a long time.
So what's the idea behind it? What do you hope to achieve?
What we hope to achieve is to be able to get the citizens of our community to get involved with local law enforcement, get an opportunity to get a behind-the-scenes view of what we do, particularly in this community. Law enforcement in general, but more particularly in this community.
So then is this just Roseburg Police doing this?
No, it's not. We are hosting it at the Roseburg Public Safety Center, but we use instructors from the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, from the District Attorney's Office, from multiple other local agencies and partners.
When you have people go through these series of courses, I imagine there's times when they walk out totally surprised or having learned something they had no idea, you know, how something worked or why certain things happened the way they did, that kind of thing.
It is, and that's what's really nice about this program is usually you'll get a feel for people the very first time you meet them at the first session of the year, and then they'll have all these questions and all these things that they're wondering, you know, how do you do this or what does law enforcement do in this situation? And by the end of the course, everybody is talking about how much they learned and how much they're going to go pass on to their friends and family.
So how many sessions do you have?
The exact sessions, I haven't counted, but it goes from April 2nd through June 11th. We meet every Thursday evening from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. And then we throw in a couple Saturday sessions because they're a little bit longer.
So what kinds of things do you cover? What areas of law enforcement?
So we cover everything from orientation and the hiring process all the way up to use of force, death investigations, and everything in between.
And then pulling in a lot of different speakers, I imagine, each week.
We do. We try to pull in speakers that specialize in each of those areas. So, for example, the time we do death investigations, we bring in the medical examiner. When we talk about court process and the judicial process, that's when the district attorney will speak. And then each of the other sessions that relate to crime scene investigation or canine handling will have those specific officers, deputies, or personnel that will give those classes.
What kind of misconceptions do you think the average citizen has about how law enforcement works?
Probably the biggest misconception is what we do on a daily basis. So a lot of times our patrol procedure class and the class on response to calls and things like that are the ones that they get the most insight from as to what we do on a daily basis, how we prioritize our calls, and how we prioritize our responses.
And I imagine, because I certainly hear this from the detective side of things and in people that work in investigations, that a lot of people are used to watching law enforcement shows on television and can't figure out why it takes their local police so long to solve something.
Yes, and we joke about that every year, especially when we get to the crime scene investigation class or the mock crime scene class where the students actually get to go through a mock crime scene we set up and gather their own evidence and investigate it themselves. We find that people do get a lot of their information from TV and from TV shows, and it's not very accurate, and it's not accurate to what we do in the real world.
Well, and I was just talking to somebody with Oregon State Police recently who's involved in that kind of area with the investigations and forensics and all of that. And, you know, he talked about, you know, how many resources they have at that level for the entire state. And when you watch it on TV, you think that every department has got all these people just sitting around waiting for these cases to come in.
Yeah, that's exactly true, and we don't. Most agencies, I would venture to guess, most all of the agencies in the state don't have forensic pathologists and people like that that are just waiting at a desk at the local police department to process fingerprints and DNA evidence and things like that. All of those things of evidence have to be collected and then forwarded to the state police crime lab, and it takes a lot of time.
So how many people do you have in when you do this three-month event?
So I set the number roughly at 25 because we don't want to make it too large so that it's not personalized and people don't get time to answer get their questions answered. But we have a little bit of flexibility. So usually between 25 and 30-ish is about where we like to have the class size.
And what's the process for somebody who, you know, wants to find out more or wants to, you know, get signed up?
So the easiest way, if they just want to get signed up, is to go to the City of Roseburg website and go under the link for the Citizens Academy application. And then it tells them step by step how to do that and who to forward it to. It'll come to me. If they have any questions, they can easily contact me either at the police department or through email or phone.
I know that a year or two ago, somebody just caught me in town and said they'd heard about this. They were real interested. They said, well, you know, I didn't have the best past. So, they told me a little bit about their background. They said, do you think I would still be able to apply?
We do have some requirements, some standards. We do a real basic background investigation. We have to make sure that somebody's not currently on parole or probation and they don't have felony convictions, things of that nature. But if it's minor things in their past, they can also apply.
And you do this Thursday nights, you do Saturdays. There was even, do you still do where you got to the shooting range?
Yes, that's one of the Saturday sessions that we do that.
Now, I was trying to think. I took this course, oh, goodness sakes, 14 years ago, something like that, a long time ago. And in fact, I think I didn't have to get up so early in the morning then. That's probably how I was able to do it. But it was amazing, especially for me doing this job, to meet some of these people and I have pictures about cases and different things, and they're not telling you anything that you isn't public or you're not supposed to really share, but just the insights about how this whole process works and the complexities that are there that I think, you know, again, with television shows, people just think it's a lot simpler to deal with this stuff.
Yeah, and that's the really nice thing about this class is people come in with these preconceived notions of how law enforcement works from what they've seen on TV. And when they come in and go through all of our courses, we can answer all those questions and give them a true picture of how it works and what we do. And 99% of the time when students are finished with the course, they're thanking us and telling us how much they loved it and how much they're going to go out and share what it is they learned.
2020 Citizens Law Enforcement Academy begins April 2nd, goes through June 11th. Again, go to the City of Roseburg website for more information. Sergeant Jeff Eichenbusch, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.